All right, welcome to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I am one of your co-hosts, Mark Komar.
And I'm Josh Starnes.
And today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to discuss, is the focus the culture fit or the wreck? What Josh and I have surmised over our 10-year in the industry is that a lot of times, companies, hiring agents focus a lot on the rec requirements, the specificity of what the job position holds. And so when we say rec, like the requirements for the position, they focus on that and they don't focus enough on the employee that you're looking to bring in, the cultural fit for the company. And what we believe is how you start off your search is how it's going to end up. And Josh and I have perspectives on this that I think you might want to listen to if you're a hiring agent. And even if you're an employee looking to, you know, be procured by a company, what do we want to focus on more? We like to focus on cultural fit, your soft skills, how you can fit and intertwine yourself in an organization for the long haul and not just, you know, just to get a placement. Because if you're doing it just to get placed, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be out of quick. What do you think, Josh?
Yeah, I think this is multi-layered. And the reason I say that is because from an employer standpoint, you're right. You have to figure out what's important to you. But there's also factors. I feel like if it's a manager goes into a rec knowing if, hey, this has the potential to convert to an FTE, full-time employee.
Right.
You know, and then from the candidate side, you've got to make sure it's a cultural fit for yourself as well, because you don't want to work somewhere you hate, you know? So right. I think it's multi-layered and there's a lot of different facets of this, but for this podcast, we'll kind of do a high overview of what that looks like. But I do think that this is a pretty big conversation. I mean, if you scroll down LinkedIn right now and you look at job ads, you're going to see culture listed multiple times. So it is of importance to a lot of companies and candidates. So I do feel it's a very important topic to talk about.
Yeah. So if you're a hiring agent out there and you have a cultural alignment assessment in place, which we think is very vital and very important, you obviously, if you have this in place for your processes of how you're going to recruit and bring people in, that's very important because we know at that particular juncture as a staffing firm, we come in with you. If you have an assessment in place that you are focused more on the cultural soft skills of the individual to fit your current paradigm or whatever that might be for your organization. But what we find is because of such high turnover, because there's positions that need to get filled, because you have a bottom line you need to meet, you have, you know, requirements, people tend to go with the easier thing of saying, well, as long as you have this cert, you have this education, you have this amount of years of experience, and you fit within our bill rate, then we're going to go with you. And what happens is, like Josh just said, yes, there's different levels to it, whether you are, especially you knowing as a hiring agent, if you're going to convert this person who's temporary into a, you know, long-term employee, you want to make sure the initial foundation is built with, and through the interview and the assessment process, how do you fit my organization? Like, how are you going to work well? If you're, for example, let's just be, you know, let's bring it closer to home. If your organization, your team is primarily, let's say, culturally employees that work from overseas, right? And you're stateside, but you have a lot of, you know, employees who are, you know, from, say, India, right? And you bring in someone who has never necessarily worked with international employees, that might be a conflict, but yet they fit the bill for the rec, right, Josh? They fit the bill for the requirements of the rec, but they're not going to fit the culture that you have in place, and it's going to be conflict. They're not going to be able to get the requirements done on time for, you know, your launch or whatever it may be because there's conflict. And what we want to mitigate as much as possible is someone just saying, hey, you dot this I, but you don't cross the T's, you know? Yeah. And I think that becomes an issue, right, Jay?
I think with that though, it's twofold. So you have to be careful because there are specific technologies that there's not a lot of people out there that understand them. TigerGraph. Okay. I recently had some recs that looked at, there's not a whole lot of people looking for employment that have these specific technologies. So sometimes if you know you've got a one-off technology, and there's not very many people out there that understand it in the way that you need them to understand it, you've got to weigh your options. You have to.
Yeah, sure.
But so, like I said, this is multi-layered. There's so many different parts to it. It's what can you give a little bit? Where can you take a little bit? But I agree. If you're hiring somebody, I like to call it try for you buy, right? You try before you buy. Most agencies will give you a 30, 60, 90-day guarantee, whatever theirs is. and you get to try the candidate before, which is great. It's great for you to get a good understanding of how this candidate's going to operate within your environment. But you guys have to look at everything as a whole. What is this individual doing? Mm-hmm. And how hard is this job? Because culture fit only goes so far. If there's three individuals that understand this technology on the entire planet and you need one of them, you can't be picky. You have to adapt to make sure he can do his job because you know that he's one of three people that can do it. And I have seen that. I've seen in different markets how it shifts that specific candidates are extremely hard to come by. So this is where the agency or who you're working with or your recruiter should have the knowledge to be able to tell you that so you understand. So there's that. And I really want you to keep that in the back of your mind because it can't always be perfect. However, you're looking for a Java developer. There's a lot of them out there, different skill sets, right. Done different things, work for different companies in different industries. So then you can be a little bit more picky if you need somebody that's a little bit more fun. But let's be real. A lot of IT people are not the funnest. Developers are not the biggest personalities. They're not going to come in and juggle for you and make jokes. So you have to understand the role, the environment, the types of people that do that. And you have to set those standards up front. Very, very, from the very first conversation as a recruiter, a hiring manager, an agency, you have to make sure that you understand the position at 100% so you can explain those things. So I do think with what you just said, there are very, very rare circumstances that you can't necessarily say, okay, is this guy a culture fit? Because again, he could be one of three that know how to do that. And what we're grown up be told, beggars can't be choosers. At the end of the day, we got to do what we got to do to get the job done. But in generality, you know, culture fit is huge. A lot of, and it goes both ways. Hiring managers and companies don't want to work with people they don't like, and candidates and people like, you know, us, we don't want to work for companies we don't like. So you got to kind of find that happy medium. But I do think setting all expectations up front from day one is very, very, very important.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think you brought up a very unique and a strong and positive differentiating factor, which is if you're hiring for specificity and certain skill sets that are, you know, one-offs, where you don't have enough candidates out there to really pick from, then that is important. And if you're an organization where, you know, maybe you don't have a lot of, you know, group team meetings, there's more of an isolation where people work more independent, and all you need them to do is bring in the project, you know, finish or, you know, near completion, and then it, you know, it works from there. Again, you know your organization. And I think what we're speaking to in this particular conversation and this topic point, if you're a mainstay company where, you know, consistency, like you say, you're hiring a lot of front end, back end, full stack, you know, which is a, you know, you can find them a dime a dozen, if you will. And I'm not to knock anybody out there who has that degree, but just, you know, and that knowledge, but you can find them a dime a dozen, right? The main thing you want to focus in there is, do you fit what we're trying to do as an organization? And like you said about the hiring, the staffing firm, doing your homework with the company, really going in. We have a 30-day trial, you know, try before you buy process, you know, at Kane Ross, right? So, but one thing we want to make sure we do when we're talking to the hiring agency, the company, is really learn the company, learn, you know, how long they've been in business, you know, how many employees you have, how many times a week do you meet, you know, all the nitty gritty questions that we would need to know to really make sure this relationship that we're getting ready to cultivate for you and bring in is one that you can nurture and really let, you know, last for a long time. With the turnover rate, you know, if we can, again, like the word I'm using for today, word choice, is mitigate, because it'll never be perfect. Like Josh said, it'll never be a perfect fit. Never. However, we can get close to it if we do our preliminary homework up front. And that's what you want to do on both ends. But it starts with the company knowing which one are you trying to go with, more of a culture fit or trying to fill a rec. And that, but both things need to be communicated with the hiring agency that you're working with. If you don't communicate it, the hiring agency needs to ask in order to get clarity on what it is you're looking for, specificity. Right, Jay?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important for the hiring manager, the recruiter, or the company that you're working with to ask those hard questions. Like, what do you do and don't like about companies? What do you like about your job? What do you don't like about your job? One of the first things I almost can guarantee they're going to say is, I don't want to be micromanaged. I don't need somebody watching over me. I just want to get my job done. Mm-hmm. Well, nobody likes that. So if you know that you find out that company is, or you know that you need to be involved in everything that they do, it's not going to be a good fit. It's not going to make it long. But from a candidate's perspective, I really don't think candidates do a very good job at asking those questions to find out about culture? Like, tell me a little bit about how you interact with your employees. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what your expectation is from a candidate. You know, do I need to check in with you every 30 minutes? Do you just kind of let me go and get my job done? How is it that I best interact with you so that way we can get this figured out? I think that as, you know, candidates looking for positions and jobs, you need to do a better job at setting your expectations. Because, you know, all of our podcasts seem to kind of venture in together, right? You know, we talked about things that you can do and can't do to get a job, or ways to make yourself look better. And I know that some of us are, oh my gosh, we just got laid off and we're scrambling and we'll take anything. Well, that doesn't always work. Remember what we talked about? Take a step back, take a day or two off, regroup, write down what your expectations are, the things that you want. But it's the same thing going in and talk about culture. You need to have those questions ready of the culture. You know, how do you best interact with your employees? What is your expectation? Are you a micromanager? Do you just kind of let me get stuff done and I turn it in on Friday? Do you want me to send you a report at the end of the day? You need to ask those questions so that you know what the expectation is. Right. That has to go from both sides. I think the managers need to do a better job too and say, hey, this is the expectation. Don't just bring somebody in and then say, okay, you need to report to me every 15 minutes. Why did I take this job? So I think it's important for lines of communication, especially today, to be more. I think everybody needs to do their due diligence and ask the right questions and not just be in such a hurry to make a hire, because we're dealing with people's livelihoods here.
Yes.
You know, talk about it. You get a lot of candidates in there. They're here to provide for their families. And because you didn't explain the job correctly, or it was explained incorrectly by the recruiters, I mean, there could be a million reasons for it. But at the end of the day, you have to set proper expectations for things to work. So I do believe that this day and age, culture is huge. You have to love where you work. And you, as a manager, you have to, you know, at least respect and like your employees. If there's just someone on your team that you just can't vibe with, I mean, you're not going to want to go to work. You're going to create confrontation. You're going to look, you're going to dig for things that are wrong that probably aren't. And the same thing from the candidate. They're going to get up. They're not going to want to go to work. They're not going to give you 110% every day. So I think that asking those few extra questions and paying attention to the likes, the dislikes, and the culture, and understanding both sides, is this day and age is huge. It's one of those top 10 things that has to be discussed.
It's paramount, Jay. I agree with you 100%. I love where you came from, the standpoint of the employee or the candidate asking questions, because you and I have talked about this, like you said, in other episodes. And I like how you're right. We kind of, everything kind of amalgamates itself and comes together in every other episode, because it's not necessarily anything different under the sun, right, with this process, but it's just the reminders, little reminders that we're trying to bring to people and bring that awareness back of how they can make certain, you know, pivots if need be, and bring certain things to the forefront wherever they are in their process, right? So like you said, with the candidate, and from the position of the candidate, asking questions in your interview that will engage the hiring manager that's looking to recruit you in a way where they see you really wanting to learn and know about the culture, you know, because like Josh said, that is paramount. So like you said, if it's not being done where they are giving you that information as a candidate, then it's up to you to inquire. And that makes you look better, right? That makes you look like you're actually engaged and you really want to be a part, which would, I think, for even if you were to ask those questions, whether you are an actual fit or not, it makes you seem like you're more of a fit because you are engaging yourself into, you know, the processes of how they operate, you know, and you're inquisitive. You know, they always say, if you want someone to feel like they, you know, you're a great conversationalist, you ask them questions about them, right? Because people love doing what? Yeah. Talking about themselves, right? So if
you know, what's funny is, I feel like you're reading this line on my forehead, because I was just going to say somewhat of the same thing of be personable. When you start an interview, don't just tell me what you did for the last 5 years. No, that doesn't work. Hey, tell me about you. How many kids do you have? What do you do for fun? Hey, that's, you know, that's a good shirt. Hey, you look like you're in shape. You work out. Like, be personal.
Oh, thank you. I do once a week.
Yeah, you get them to open up and come out of their shell. Now, let's be real. Some IT people, you got to work a little harder to get them to, you know, come out. But exactly what you just said, take that time to find out something about them, and you'll retain better employees for so much longer.
Yeah, yeah. So you're right. And speaking from that side of if you're the recruiter, right, or the hiring manager, you retain employees longer. But if you're the candidate, as he spoke to earlier, you're asking these questions that will make the hiring agent want to, you know, engage with you and see you as a potential viable candidate for the position that needs to get filled. So guys, again, I love to say things are not, you know, common sense is not always common, right? All right. And then sometimes, like Josh said a minute ago, a lot is going on right now. I think I saw recently on LinkedIn, it's been like something that already, you know, top of the second quarter has already been like 40,000 IT professionals who have lost their job right now. So we're going through a unique time where people are getting laid off. So you might be in that, you know, scattered position right now, trying to figure out your next position, figure out what you're going to do next. So we're just trying to bring clarity to, if you're a hiring agent or a recruiter, you know, and you're looking for culture fit or rec, we highly recommend, if everything is even and you're not looking for specificity, right, within the skill set, you want to look more towards a culture fit, because you want longevity. You want someone that feels like they're part of the organization, because when you get that buy-in, then things will work themselves out accordingly, right? But if you have someone that can't buy in, you have someone that cannot fit into the culture, then it doesn't matter how many, you know, recs they are, positions within the rec they actually, or certifications within the rec they actually check off, it won't work, right?
Yeah.
For face value, right? And like Josh said, there's levels to this, but for face value, if you are a candidate and you're in an interview and you don't know what the culture is like, ask. If you are the recruiter or you're the hiring manager, you know, interviewing the candidate, inform about what the culture is, so they have an idea. So therefore they know. So therefore, you know, they can, you can see within the conversation too, if you're letting them know what the culture is like, and you can see if it's on a Zoom call and you can see them visually and you see, you know, eyebrows go up, or, you know, you look for the, you know, nonverbal cues, right? You can tell automatically there that they're not the proper, you know, person for this particular position. But what Josh and I are always trying to do is make sure we can efficiency, effectiveness, and sustainability at a high level of success. And how do we do this? We have to look at the little things. All right. And the little things are, how are you positioning yourself going from there? Go ahead, Jay. I didn't mean to take that over, but go ahead.
No, you're good. I just think that this day and age, you're right, it's very unique. You know, jobs are very unique, and there are a lot of people out there struggling trying to find jobs. And it just comes down to, we can do better. We all can do better as people. We can do better at speeding up the process. I talk to so many candidates, like, I've been waiting for 6 months for this company. Why?
Okay.
Personally, if you take more than like 3 weeks, I'm out. Like, there's no reason for it. If you truly have a rec that you need to fill and we need to get moving, let's get moving. I don't have time to wait. Oh, this manager's on vacation. This is on this. That's my life. So I think that as from the top to the bottom, we all need to do better when it comes to asking questions, communicating, setting expectations, that stuff. You know, recruiters, you need to do a better job at understanding the job when you're talking, because you're going to be the one to talk to candidates typically. So you need to understand the culture. You need to understand the requirements. You need to understand the technologies. You need to understand the whole thing. And you need to have a pretty good, you know, interpretation of what they all are. And when you're talking to these candidates, you should know, just based on what you've been told, if it's a good fit or not. Don't pass somebody around that you think isn't a good fit, or you're on the fence about. You're wasting their time. You're wasting your time. You're wasting everybody's time. Let that candidate go find something that's a better fit for them. You know, but give constructive feedback. Let the candidate know, because not all candidates know how to interview. Not all candidates put their best foot forward the first time. You don't know what happened earlier in the day. You know, they on their way to work, they spilled their coffee, they ran over a curb, they bent their wheel, they had to change their tire on the highway, they get to work, their boss is riding them, and then they've got an interview 45 minutes later that they find sit in their car. You just don't know, you know? And I think that if we all just took a little bit more time to communicate, a little bit more time to explain things and slow down a little bit in life, we would alleviate a lot of different things. But definitely think that culture this day and age is bigger than it used to be 10 years ago. People just used to get a job, do your job, and go home. Mm-hmm. Now it's, you know, we want to go to work and have friends and talk about our families and all that kind of stuff. And so you need to make sure that wherever you're deciding to apply and go to, read reviews. But I want you to be, you have to understand that typically, I think it's statistically like 90% of people that leave reviews are the disgruntled people. Generally, people that are happy don't always go on and leave reviews. Some do, but the percentage is way lower than disgruntled. So if you see a whole bunch of bad reviews, ask them. Say, hey, I was told that this and this. You can ask. Hey, look, I always look up reviews about companies before I come into interviews, and they said there was a lot of things with blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And have them address
it.
Or you could see that there are, find the consistencies in the messaging. You know, or there could be some great ones that say, this is the greatest company I've ever worked for. Unfortunately, it's an opinion, you know, it's their perception of the company. So it's not always right, but it at least gives you a baseline of what you're getting yourself into.
I think that is brilliant. Yep. I'm glad you brought up that review, re-reviews if you're looking for a job. Yep. I think that is remarkable. So ladies and gentlemen, we try to give you some points on, you know, culture fit over rec. Again, if you are the hiring company and you are the recruiter looking for, hopefully if you're the recruiting agency working with the hiring company, you know what they're looking for. You know the cultural fit. If you don't, ask questions till you know it, like you work there. So therefore, who you're trying to recruit, you can easily explain that to them, and then you can deliver that. They can have a better chance at the interview. If you're in the interview and you haven't heard what the cultural fit is as a candidate, as Josh mentioned, don't be afraid to ask. You know, don't be afraid to bring it up. So therefore, you can learn and know how to articulate yourself and also deliver yourself. Maybe you find out within the interview, this is not the job for you. And you can kind of, gracefully bow out then, right? There's nothing wrong with that either. Because again, this is real life. We're people trying to work together and create, like Josh said, this is our livelihoods for everybody involved. So, but again, if we know which one we're trying to target, if it's just the rec, if you have specificity, like Josh said, you're looking for a needle in a haystack, you know, well, you have to just kind of go with that, you know. But again, if you're the hiring manager, if you're the company, you need to know which one is your priority, all right? If you know, everything else works from there. Anything you want to close out with, Jay?
No, and make it easy. In previous episodes, I've given you guys questions to ask that help, you know, especially with the interview process. And I think with this one, I always ask in any interview I've ever had, and I just taught my daughter this. She's now 17 and starting to apply for jobs. She said, "Dad, I don't know what to ask." I said, the number one question, in my opinion, I always ask the managers, how do you feel I would do in this position? Based on our conversation, how do you think I would do? The reason I ask that, and I've said this before, is to go over their objections, you know, because you may not have displayed this, or you may not have talked about this, or this didn't come up, or they didn't feel this. It gives you a chance to kind of go back over it. But at that point, if the manager is being real with you, they're going to tell you those little quirk things or those culture things or those things that they just don't know if they fit. And this is going to give you an opportunity to go, okay, I didn't do a good job at explaining those. I would fit that. Or, yeah, she's probably right. I wouldn't do very good. So that's a very good question to kind of figure those things out or bring it out of somebody is how do you feel after this conversation, how do you feel I would do in this position? I think it's a good question to kind of open up those conversations.
I like it. It's an awesome question. And I think that will lead us into, if you want more information from us, you can always go to our website, higherpowertech.com. Okay. And we have more information for you on this episode there. Okay. But I think Josh is giving you a great question to implement for those of you for your next interview and go from there. Guys, we appreciate you. Like, subscribe, tell people about us. We're here. Make sure you contact us if you have any questions. If you need help with your interviews and your resumes, we're here to help. Okay. And we look forward to talking to you guys in the next episode.
Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful day.